It's time for the Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. It is Thursday, November 4th, 2021. We have 25 vessels on today's Columbia River ship schedule, but not sure when we're going to see any of them moving around as far as coming in and out across the Columbia River bar. The bar is on yellow status this morning because of weather. So that means that the Columbia River bar pilots have put the bar on yellow status. That's a decision that's usually made between the bar pilots and the Coast Guard. When the conditions at the mouth of the river just get too difficult and too dangerous to bring ships in, they will start restricting ship traffic on the river. So when the bar is on yellow status, some ships, especially some of the older underpowered bulk carriers, will be asked to wait until the weather subsides. When it reaches red status, which it can, most ships do not cross the bar one direction or the other until that restriction is lifted because conditions are just too dangerous. Right now, we're at yellow. Let's talk about why that is. The weather is going to be an issue today for ships. Gale warning in effect through this evening. Today, south winds 30 to 35 knots, gusting to 45, becoming southwest 20 to 30 with gusts to 35 in the afternoon. So things are going to calm down a little bit, but the sea's heights are going to rise as a result of all that chaos with the wind. Combined sea is 16 feet, dominant period of 11 seconds, building to 19 feet later on, about 13 seconds apart. So showers and a slight chance of thunderstorms early this morning, patchy fog and rain today. Combined seas tonight, 17 feet. With a dominant period of 14 seconds between wave crests and rain is still in the forecast. So it's just going to be difficult all around. Right now, the bar is on yellow status. And when I looked at the ship schedule this morning, just about everybody is on weather permitting status, meaning they're just kind of on hold. So you're probably not going to see too many ships coming in until, oh gosh, there's one ship arriving probably from Mexico with gypsum on it that probably will come into the river around midnight if the conditions abate enough. But basically, these ships are not going to be doing much. Even the ships in the Astoria anchorage are all awaiting orders. And the ones that are heading upriver are probably waiting for berths to open up because the upriver ships are not going anywhere either so far today. So we'll see what happens with that. It's really dependent on weather conditions, and it's going to be kind of rocking and rolling out there, just our winter weather pattern. We've got, I'm hearing the words atmospheric river again in the forecast, so you might expect quite a bit of rain. We'll just have to see what happens, as always with these coastal storms. And something interesting to watch today might be marinetraffic.com. If you click your way to our area of the world, later on you'll probably see some ships circling around out there. On the little electronic icons showing where the ship's locations are as they slow down and as they arrive here but can't come into the river yet, as they slow down and circle around there off the mouth of the river. Kind of an interesting process to watch when the weather gets really difficult. You can see the ships waiting out there. They slow down to reduce damage and just use less fuel and wait their turn to enter the river. So I got a very lovely email the other day from a listener who had some questions. And if you have a listener question for the Ship Report, you can email me at ships@shipreport.net. If you have a question about a maritime thing that you see or just something about ships in general, I'll do my best to answer it or find someone who can. So this person had a number of questions, and I wanted to start with the first one that she sent. She said, we see the Connor Foss. The Connor Foss is a boat that you see on the waterfront quite a bit here in Astoria, heading out to assist the ships. We were wondering what services the Connor Foss provides, as well as the Triumph, the Miss Molly, and other similar boats that go out to service the big ships. So this is a really interesting question about some of the other kinds of vessels that we see here and are not ships and are not fishing boats or other kinds of commercial vessels, but also work on the river doing things we see every day. So first of all, thank you so much for this question and for other questions. I will answer them in the coming days. I love to answer questions from listeners. It's great to hear from you. So the Connor Foss is a kind of support vessel that serves a specific purpose with regard to the ships, and she is very different from the other vessels mentioned, the Triumph and the Miss Molly. So today let's talk about her, the Connor Foss. She's a very special type of boat. She's a pilot boat, And in that, her main purpose in life is to take pilots to and from passing ships in the ship channel that passes by Astoria. Now, pilot boats are not like regular boats or other tugs, even though she looks like a tugboat. Her hull is heavily reinforced, and she has very powerful engines on board. She has a deck that is specially designed, configured, to provide safe access to a pilot ladder on either side. So there are other things about her that just make her very special. She's a very specialized boat built just for this kind of work. And all these characteristics that she has, that she was specially designed for, help her do her job and keep pilots safe. So to give you an idea of what pilot boats do, let me describe the process of getting a pilot to and from a ship off the Astoria waterfront here. So the ship approaches and is traveling past the waterfront like ships we see happen all the time. And for every ship that does that, the pilot boat motors out from the dock and runs alongside the moving ship and snugs up against its hull as it is running and stays there kind of glued to the side of the ship. Thanks to the expertise of the pilot boat operator and the strong engines and the maneuverability of this vessel, in this case the Connor Foss, and she stays there until the pilot has safely climbed up a rope ladder that is hanging down the side of the ship, or down a rope ladder, depending on whether a pilot is going up to a ship or coming down from the deck of the ship. Once the pilot is safely aboard the ship or back on board the pilot boat, then the Connor Foss can pull away from the ship and head back to the dock. Sometimes she needs to stay in that position, snugged up against the ship for an extended period, sometimes as one pilot climbs up and enters the bridge up on top on the ship and another pilot comes down the ladder and safely boards the pilot boat. So to do her job, the Connor Foss must do something that other boats avoid at all costs, and that is coming in contact with the hull of a moving ship. This is a very dangerous thing that was once described to me as intentionally ramming your boat into another vessel. So she is constantly bumping up against the heavy steel hull of a moving ship and must have the horsepower and the maneuverability to stay there safely as the ship proceeds on its way at its operating speed on the river. So there's no pulling over to park or stopping to take on or disembark pilots. This all happens in motion on the river. Now, I've been on pilot boats here, and it's an amazing thing to watch the skill of the pilot boat operators and the deck crew, and also the capability of these amazing pilot boats and the agility and skill of the pilots who clamber up these ladders, and they do it all safely and so amazingly every day. Unless you happen to notice it as they go by, you wouldn't even see them. So, pilot boats have the letters pilot, P-I-L-O-T, on them in big, big letters, so that it's very obvious to all other vessels near them what their job is and why they are doing something that other boats would never do on purpose. You've been listening to The Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. Thanks for listening, and have a great day. And tomorrow, I'll talk about some of those other support vessels that we see on the river.